G'day everyone, it's Ian here. How's your day? I know that a lot of people who listen to these audiobooks, a lot of the people in the audiobook community, oh, who I so adore, you're lovely people. It's great to get to know you. It's great to live vicariously in your world, in the UK, in Canada, in the US. Hi, Sassy Cat. It's great to live way over here in Australia and hear about your lives. But I thought I'd share with you today how it's been today. It's been hot. It's hot in the night, lonely, black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we made on a hot summer night. Oh, baby, it's been hot. It's finally arrived. It's been building for months, and it's been good. It's been good that it's been building for months because you don't want to get bitch slapped with this straight away in September. It's been building and we've been acclimatizing it too slowly. We've been getting a few high 20 degree days, a bit of 30s. It's been happening and we've been getting used to it. The humidity's been building. And today it arrived. It was freaking hot, hot, hot.
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot, real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, what do you think it's going to be like tonight?
It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, wasn't in a pity. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk, out of hand on my chair.
Back in the day, back in the early 80s, when I used to, back in my skydiving days, I used to go nude skydiving at a place called Bangalee on the Murray River, which is the Victorian border, if you know the layout of Australia. And it used to be, yeah, 40, 42, 45 degrees. Oh, so hot. But it was dry heat. Here in Brisbane, we don't do dry heat, we do humidity. It's not the tropics, it's the subtropics, but we still do a fair bit of humidity. And it doesn't have to get that hot. Today's been 35-ish, 32, somewhere around about there. They were predicting higher, they were predicting about 37, 40, but didn't quite happen. I'm grateful. Humidity's been up though. A little bit sticky, a little bit icky. I went to tango this afternoon and everybody's, you know, like dancing a close, intimate couple dance while everybody's sweating. There's a little bit how you be, but we sort of deal with it. We suck it up. Unfortunately, some people hear the storm around me. You gotta love a summer thunderstorm, haven't you? We'll get to that in a moment. But you know, some people sweat profusely, don't they? You know, body odour is a different issue. You know, that's all about hygiene and bacteria. But some people just sweat more than others. I'm really fortunate that I don't particularly sweat a lot. And some people do. And in this humidity, you know, sweat might be designed to cool you down. But when you've got 90% humidity, you don't do much evaporation. So you just builds up. Some guys actually bring two or three shirts with them and they actually change during the day, which is very considerate of them. like I said, I'm fortunate. But yeah, it's been one of those sort of hot days. And my units, where I live, unfortunately, the cold water runs down the side of the building on the western side, so that pipe gets hot. Hot, hot, hot. And I have to run the cold water to flush the hot water out of it. Because the cold water ain't cold. I've actually measured it. It's somewhere over 50 degrees. Between 50 and 60 degrees is the cold water. I've got to flush that through to get rid of it, to get more temperate, more cooling water. And even then, you can never have a cold shower. A cold shower doesn't exist. At best, it's a tepid shower. I've been known to just eke, just dribble of water coming out of the shower rose, because I know that I've got about 5 meters of piping that's under my unit, that's in the shade and the cool damp of my unit, that is cool and crisp and wonderful. So I eke that out and I cool myself down with it. And then the hot water comes through, so I turn it off, and then I turn on the hot water because I know I've got 5 meters of cold water in that as well. And then when that's run its course, there's no more cold water. It's at best like a... tepid cup of tea. Fortunately, we've had a storm come through this afternoon. Not a crack of a storm like I did in my previous audio booth. Not one of those sheets of rain pelting down. This has been a bit of a piss-farting storm. It's been more of a light show than anything else, but at least it's brought a bit of cooling weather with us. And as it ambles across the Brisbane suburbs, it's giving us a reprieve because it's been hot today. It's been so very, very hot. Like I said, I tell people, don't come here in January. December, January, maybe a bit of February. If you're coming from other parts of the world, don't come here then. It's the worst time of year to come to Brisbane, because it's most uncomfortable, because it's so icky and sticky. Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. You get used to it, and you can sort of embrace it eventually. But it's been hot. But now there's a cooling breeze, and it's quite refreshing. It's lovely. I hope whatever is happening in your world is really wonderful. Hot summer day, carry me along to its end, where I begin. Circling like a river over brightly colored stone, breaking up my soul and taking part of me home, leaving the other half to tumble all alone. Love, love, where did you go? Hot summer day. Because I know that somewhere deep inside my soul you're still alive, waiting to awaken.
and shake that river.